Well, John, Niamh Connell back in another final. I suppose it's not unusual. St Johann's your opponent as well, and even another minor final. Repeat her last year's.
We did. Came out the wrong side of the result last year, so it was a lot of work put in between last year's final and now to get back there. So it's great to be back in a county final again.
And you weren't manager last year. You were part of Michael O'Donnell's management team. So you've taken over this time, and he's in the mentor role.
That's right. We swapped roles this year. Mackie's been doing a lot of work down the country, so he said it'd be my turn to take a few phone calls and do that kind of stuff this year, and he'd take a bit of a break, but we're all still involved again this year, yeah.
And tell me, I suppose the first question is, have you got many survivors from last year?
We do. A lot of the lads from last year's team are still there again this year. Now, we lost a couple of big players, like Ethan O'Donnell and Matthews McKelvey and them, but I think the majority of our squad would have been part of our squad last year, even if they weren't playing, you know. So they would have gained a lot of experience from that there, hopefully, so they can use that on Sunday.
And, of course, Niamh Connell have a great youth programme at the moment. Have these guys enjoyed success at earlier age groups?
This team, they won a championship back in under-13s. That was against St Unions as well, actually. Since then, they haven't had too much success. They've been there, thereabouts, you know, ever since, but they haven't got the success that I suppose a lot of people thought they should have. So we're hoping to rectify that come Sunday evening.
And tell me about the campaign so far. No, well, you had a good league campaign, and then into the championship.
Yeah, that's right. We won the regional and county titles of the league. Championship. Then we had four masters in the first round, and then we beat Ardra and Éireann then in the regional final. It was a tough game against Éireann down in Donegal Town.
That was a high-scoring game.
It was, as we were saying, I think they bagged 319 against us that day. Not often you score that much, come out the wrong end of the result. So we did dig deep that day. I think we beat them by about 2 points. And then we had a bit of a better out in the last day. Now we came over St Michael's in the semi-final. So.
I was at the regional final, and I've watched your other scores. You've really are bagging the goals, and I suppose with Owen McGettigan and Shane McDevitt around, it's no great surprise.
Well, that's the thing. You know, it's, as I say, championship football, a goal's a big score. Now, we were fortunate that we came about them that day, you know. So, as you say, when you've the players there that can put them away, it's just about getting them in the right positions, you know.
Yeah, and I know Jack Flannery missed quite a bit of the campaign through injury. He was a member of the minor squad, but he's back as well, so that's a bonus.
Yeah, big bonus. As you said, we missed Jack whenever he was away. You know, he was unfortunate with the injury. It took a while to clear up, because we're seeing Jack came back. He's been hungry and he's been playing well since, so he's a great man to have back in the forward line there for us.
Yeah, and of course, as we mentioned, Owen obviously has a lot of senior experience as well, and quite a few of your team would obviously have, you know, been on the fringes of the senior team, probably saw some action in the league as well.
Yeah, exactly. As you say, Owen was there last year, played a bit this year, and with Kieran Gallagher there, came on the championship game this year against Kilcare, and, you know, a couple other lads played league football this year, Logan Quinn and Paul McGuinness and that, so it's great exposure for them, you know, great experience to getting a run out with the senior teams they got, even with the reserve team there now, you know, it's, the quality of that championship's getting stronger every year, so you have a lot of lads coming through like that there, it'll definitely stand to them.
Obviously, the one thing is it's great to get back to the final again, I suppose, and it does give you that extra edge to go that one step further this year, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Now, as we said, we put in a lot of work between last year and this year, you know, to get back in the final, but completely different challenge for us, you know, the two completely different teams setting out. Some of the lads playing this year that wouldn't have been there at all last year, you know, they would have been watching the game, so that's a different kind of challenge for them altogether, but I know the lads are very much looking forward to Sunday.
And Unions, your opponents, you didn't meet in the league final, most people thought you were going to, but Ardra, I think Pips and Unions, so do you know much about them?
We've seen them play a couple of times this year, right? I saw them play against Ardra in the semi-final. You know, Unions seem to be the same every age group. You know, they're always very strong. They have a lot of top-class players there. And they beat Éireann by about 7 points, I think. You know, and they look very confident in doing so. So, as I said, they have a few top-class players, a few very good forwards there that'll take a lot of watching.
Well, you're danger men yourself, so you should have no worries on that front. In terms of the team, have you got everybody?
We're hoping so, yeah. As I said, Paul McGuinness picked up a bit of a knock in the semi-final, but we're hoping he'll be okay to line out on Sunday. Apart from that, we've cleaned bill of health.